It's Friday, May 17th, 2024. Welcome to episode 103 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, the city has filed charges against a promoter of illegal sideshows. Karika Park's fire tower is about to get a makeover while their teaching pro represents at the PGA Championship. AC Transit overhauls their draft service plan. The Environmental Protection Agency complicates matters at Alameda Point. The Oakland Soul soccer team celebrates Mother's Day with a rout, while the Encinal and Alameda High squads are doing well on the diamond. The new lights at Encinal and Grand are online. Get ready to experience the Coney Island of the West, and congratulations to Almanac Beer Company as they get set to expand across the bay. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story. In a statement released on Thursday afternoon, the city of Alameda announced that charges have been filed against an illegal sideshow promoter, accusing him of being a public safety hazard. On May 15th, Assistant City Prosecutor Montague Hung filed criminal charges against Luis Lozano Vargas, a promoter of illegal sideshow events, according to the statement. APD has also been assisting in this investigation. The complaint details several instances in which Lozano Vargas allegedly promoted illegal sideshow events at Alameda Point, drawing hundreds of cars and large crowds to the area. The events have been cited as a public safety concern due to reckless driving, excessive noise and trash, property damage, and more. City Attorney Yibin Chen had this to say, quote, "Community safety has consistently been one of the City Council's highest priorities. City prosecutors are committed to working collaboratively with our justice partners at the Alameda Police Department to curb unlawful sideshow activities and enhance community safety." End quote. Find the full story at alamedapost.com/news. Back in episode 51 last April, we reported that the City Planning Board had rejected a plan for a mural as part of the beautification project for the Karika Golf Course Fire Tower. While a landscaping plan was approved, the mural design was deemed too psychedelic. Now, just over a year later, a new design has been approved. The tower is currently an eyesore, and it is more expensive to demolish the building than to beautify it and leave it where it is. The board unanimously approved the new mural design, calling it a significant improvement over the original design. Final color choice was left to the artist, and the choices presented were considered cooler and more natural. With the approval in place, Karika leaseholder Greenway now has 6 months to complete both the landscaping and tower improvements. For details on the final approval, as well as mock-ups of the proposed mural design, see Karen Jensen's article at alamedapost.com/news. On the subject of Karika Park, as noted last week, teaching pro Brad Merrick is spending this weekend at the PGA Championship at Valhalla in Louisville, Kentucky. If you'd like to follow Brad's progress, you can head to pgachampionship.com/leaderboard and search Merrick. That's M-A-R-E-K. After round two on Friday, we'll know if Brad makes the cut to play Saturday and Sunday. Since episode 77 back in November, we've been covering AC Transit's realign plan as the system looks to overhaul the network. As noted in episode 89 in February, AC Transit paused the realign process and extended the deadline by 6 months. Now, after integrating input received from riders, a revised draft plan has been presented. The new draft plan generally retains proposed route alignments from the January version, but makes adjustments to route frequencies based on that new input. Proposed changes are numerous, a few highlights. Line 21 would end at Harbor Bay Landing Shopping Center and no longer serve Oakland Airport. Line O buses would come every 60 minutes on weekends instead of every 30 minutes. This is one of those stories where visual aids are truly helpful. For a look at the maps of the proposed changes, as well as links to surveys and meetings, see Ken Durr's article at alamedapost.com/news. Transit isn't the only subject that needs your input, since all the way back in episode 25, we've been discussing the proposed aquatic center at Gene Sweeney Park. Groundbreaking on the project isn't expected until next year, with a targeted completion in 2027. But now is the time to have your say in the design of the facility, which will offer year-round and full-day programming, including swim lessons, rentals, lap swimming, camps, classes, and other activities. The first workshop will take place this Saturday at 9:30 a.m. at the Albert H. DeWitt Officers Club, a.k.a. the O Club, 641 West Redline Avenue. The event will include an open house with a gallery walk and presentation of initial concepts for the new center. Attendees and the design team will discuss the concepts with the goal of selecting a preferred concept. Those who aren't able to attend may vote online and offer additional thoughts afterwards. On Saturday, June 8th, a second workshop will also take place at the O Club. For further details and links to let your voice be heard on this $30 million project, see alamedapost.com/news. HER and polyfluoroalkyl substances. PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. They're part of the cleanup problem at Alameda Point, as noted back in episode 29. With the proverbial stroke of the pen, the Environmental Protection Agency has, shall we say, muddied the waters. How? On April 19th, EPA elevated the classification of PFAS chemicals from a pollutant to a hazardous substance. At first blush, this might seem like a good thing because the Navy is now forever responsible for any contamination problems that might arise later. However, the cleanup was already underway under the old classification. Now, the Navy must complete a separate record of decision on PFAS before transferring Building 41, the hangar at the corner of West Tower and Ferry Point, to the city. Had PFAS been listed as a hazardous substance when the cleanup process started, the Navy would have dealt with it along the way. Now, a new process must be undertaken, one that routinely takes 5 years. The difficult part of all this? Yes, PFAS chemicals are legitimately harmful. However, to be harmful, they must be ingested. And the PFAS contamination at Alameda Point has been subject to remediation and currently sits under concrete and asphalt. Richard Bangert has been covering this story since the beginning and offers a detailed perspective on the latest development at alamedapost.com/news. The Oakland Soul women's soccer team celebrated their home opener on Mother's Day at Merritt College, where they routed the Olympic Club team 7-0. This puts the Soul at 1 win and 1 draw on the season. The Soul return to action next Thursday at home against Marin. Follow the Soul at alamedapost.com/sports. The local ball squads are doing well. The Ensenal Jets baseball team hits the road against the Alhambra Bulldogs in the quarterfinals of the NCS Division III playoffs tonight, Friday at 7 p.m. Jets softball is also in their quarterfinals today against Archie Williams. Alameda Hornets baseball in the quarterfinals of the Division II playoffs. They face Cardinal Newman on Saturday. The Hornets softball team also in the quarterfinals today, Friday, against Bishop O'Dowd. Speaking of the diamond, up in the pros, Brian Wu picked up his first win of the season on Wednesday as he pitched 5 1/3 innings of one-run ball, and the Mariners topped the Royals 4-2. Brian is now 1-0 with a no decision on the year and a sparkling ERA of .93. Next for Brian, a return to the site of his first major league win, Tuesday the 21st in New York against the Yankees. If you want to see Brian in action and don't subscribe to MLB TV, you can usually find his games being shown at McGee's on Park Street. If you travel near the intersection of Ensenal and Grand, you've probably noticed that the new traffic lights and crossing signs are in effect and the familiar old green poles have been removed. If you live in the area, you've also been serenaded by jackhammers. So far, the traffic lights are fine, but the pedestrian signals are taking some getting used to. Timing is very different from what it was, but don't complain to the city. Those lights are under the jurisdiction of Caltrans. You're probably familiar with the story of Neptune Beach, the Coney Island of the West. Well, Neptune was only one of numerous beaches, or baths, as they were called. There's a great history here, one that involves railroad lines, Kroll's Bar, a fatal boiler explosion, and a shooting involving an owner and a disgruntled employee. Dennis Evanosky sets the groundwork for our next walking history tour with part one of his article, West End Once Served as Magnet for Bathers, at alamedapost.com/history. After you read that, head over to alamedapost.com/tours to reserve your space for Neptune Beach and Central Baths this Saturday and next Sunday. Congratulations are in order for Almanac Beer Company. Prescott Market is a new food hall set to open in West Oakland, right next door to Ramondi Park, the home of the new Oakland Ballers baseball team. Prescott's first tenant? A new taproom from Almanac. Almanac co-founder Damian Fagan was enchanted by the new facility. Quote, "The building itself immediately spoke to me. Built over 100 years ago in 1923, it was designed in a uniquely curved way to accommodate a railroad spur, which we'll be using for outdoor seating. Architecturally, it's stunning. Tons of natural light, exposed brick and timber, high ceilings, and a massive outdoor seating area. It's a unique space and environment, not unlike our retired naval hangar in Alameda." End quote. Look for the new tap room to open in August. AlamedaPost.com/events for a guide to what's going on in Alameda. If you or someone you love is a deadhead, you're not going to want to miss this. Friday night, the California Historical Radio Society presents An Evening with Dan Healy, producer and chief audio technician for the Grateful Dead. Dan, one of the designers of the famed Wall of Sound setup, and he also helped introduce the iconic Tapers section to the audience. 6 p.m. at CHRS on Central. Saturday, Farmers Market from 9 to 1. Barbecue and Brew is a benefit for the Alameda Boys and Girls Club's Makerspace from 1 to 3 at Faction Brewing. Events at alamedapost.com/events. Thank you for your support of local news for Alameda. Head to alamedapost.com/memberships to make a tax-deductible donation. Find us all over social media, and don't forget to subscribe to our channel on Apple News. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcasts, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Peeler, back next Friday with episode 104 of the Alameda Postcast.